Two Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 208.
Wow.
Mayberry Days 2012. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. There's all kinds of things there any Mayberry fan would love. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs Now Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs Now Waiting, number 208, is Paul Mulick. So thank you, Paul, for your support of the show, and thank you all for being here. And ladies and gentlemen, the Mayberry Band with our theme. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 208. This is the last episode of our fourth year of podcasting. I started this podcast 4 years ago. It's hard for me to believe. Kind of hurts when I think about it. I've been doing it every week for 4 years. So we're at episode 208. Wow. Next week will be our first episode of season five, obviously, or of our fifth year. So I want to thank all of you that have listened, and I've heard from several of you during Mayberry Days, because we're going to be talking about Mayberry Days 2012 today, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. But I heard from several that, oh, I'm so far behind, I'll never catch up. And so they had kind of not quit listening, but they were, you know, apologizing. Just jump in where you can and hang on, as Briscoe would say. Now, my voice may sound a little bit gravelly. This past weekend was Mayberry Days 2012, and my voice is just a wee bit Floydified, maybe, because I talked like Floyd the entire weekend. Well, when you talk like Floyd for the entire weekend, your voice gets a little gravelly.
Yeah, because I talk like this. Now, I can talk like this just fine. Yeah, fine.
But I can't talk like Alan very well, so my voice is messed up. But I hope you'll hang in here with me and enjoy yourself. We're going to review a little bit of what happened at Mayberry Days 2012. And we also got a little bit of feedback if we have time. And then next week, we'll go into a little bit more of some of the things that happened at Mayberry Days. So hopefully you guys that didn't get to attend, you're going to get all fired up and be ready to head out next year to Mayberry Days. So let me just start off here and tell you the first day of Mayberry Days is always on Thursday. Now, Thursday, we have the golf tournament, the Mayberry Days golf tournament. It's awesome if you play golf. If you don't play golf, it's still fun. We have a good time being there for Mayberry Days. And there's all kinds of folks there. Emmett Forrest is usually there. He plays in the golf tournament. Now, if you don't know Emmett, Emmett is Andy's childhood friend, and he is there. We have golf pros showing us how to golf. Got photographers all over the place during the weekend, and the golf tournament is absolutely an amazing, amazing event. And of course, to kick the golf tournament off, we have the cast members who are going to be present for that Mayberry Days are always there, along with a couple of the tribute artists. And this year we had Dean Webb and Betty Lynn Thumaloo. That's Othar Darlin, the mandolin player in Darlin' Boy. And Betty Lynn, of course, is Thumaloo. Had James Best, and he was there. David Browning is the Mayberry deputy, is always the host. We had Leroy McNeese, had Jackie Joseph was there for the kickoff. Maggie Peterson, Margaret Carey, George Spence. All these folks, if you don't know who they are, you need to find out. All the information is on imayberry.com, by the way, if you're just wondering. That they're always present for the event. Margaret Carey, she was Bess Muggins, and also she was Annabelle Scobie as well, Mrs. Scobie, when the foreclosure. Of course, James Best was Jim Lindsay on the show. And this year we had also George Lindsay Jr. He was at the golf tournament, actually played in the golf tournament. So they get up and speak and say a few words. And folks, it's a lot of fun. Even if you don't play golf, you can go out to the golf tournament and be a part of the kickoff. Of course, then things, folks that don't play golf can head over to the Andy Griffith Playhouse and see the statue of Andy and Opie. You know, that is something, if you've never seen it, I definitely want to encourage you to head over and check that out, because, you know, that's just, it's a special thing to see, because it depicts Andy and Opie walking to the fishing hole holding hands, and it's over in front of the Andy Griffith Playhouse and Andy Griffith Museum. Both are right there. It's right between the two in the front. And following the golf tournament, there's a dinner. Now, anybody can come to that. You don't have to have been a golfer, but it's a dinner, the golf awards and dinner. We also have some entertainment where Barney and Floyd, that's me, and sometimes Otis and Howard and those other guys, Goober, we present the awards for all the golfers. And that includes things like closest to the car, which this year Otis presented to someone who actually, for the first time in the history of the closest to the car, which means, you know, somebody hit a really bad shot, the closest to the car, somebody actually hit a car driving down the road beside the golf car, golf tournament. So that was a sight to behold. And then all the cast members also speak during the golf tournament award show, the entertainment following. And normally Leroy McNeese will sing. And, we had, as I said, the other cast members that were there, Jackie Joseph, Karen Knotts. I think I left her off a minute ago. She was here. Now, Karen, of course, is Don Knotts' daughter. She was there with us. And I'm sure I've left other people off. Peggy McKay was here with us the first time. This was the first time. She was Sharon Despain, Andy's high school girlfriend. She was there with us for this year's Mayberry Days. Awesome time meeting her. Now, some of you ladies, maybe some of the guys, may know her as Carolyn Brady on Days of Our Lives. She's been on there for a long time now. I didn't watch Days of Our Lives, so I didn't tell her that. So y'all don't tell her. But I did know her from the Andy Griffith Show, and I did know she was on Days of Our Lives. But she was there with us and gave a great rendition of a poem she had written about Andy. And James Best, he performed that evening as well with us. James wasn't there except on Thursday and Friday. He had to leave. He had another event he had to fly off to. But he was there and performed not only as Jim Lindsay, but also as Russell P. Coltrane, along with Barney Fife, David Browning. They performed and did the Copper Clapper Caper. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but the Copper Clapper Caper was something that Johnny Carson and Jack Webb did on the Tonight Show years ago. But it's an awesome skit. Karen Knotts was a lot of fun. We enjoyed visiting with her, and of course Maggie Peterson, Leroy McNeese, and this is just the first day, guys. We hadn't even gotten into the real start of Mayberry Days. The first day, the first night, all this happens on Thursday. And Thursday, I mean, it's really just the golf tournament. And, of course, we had Michael Hoover at the golf tournament singing and performing as Elvis, along with the cut-ups. At least that's what we call when the tribute artists are singing along behind Elvis. So it's Michael Hoover and the cut-ups back behind them. It was just a great, great evening. And I definitely want to encourage you to, if you ever get a chance to make it to Mayberry Days, the golf tournament kickoff is a lot of fun. So make sure you head to that. Now, that's not all. That, like I said, first day at Mayberry Days. First day. Wow, I'm already tired. Actually, it is awesome. You just enjoy so much visiting with the stars and with all the wonderful people there. And then the second day gets kicked off. It's on Friday morning. So you can head over and see Floyd's City Barbershop right there on Main Street in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And it's just down the street, you know, right beside, really, the Snappy Lunch. So if you go there, you'll drop in and see Floyd, see Russell Hyatt, the owner of Floyd's Barbershop. And this year they had autograph sessions going on. So I went down and visited with Peggy McKay because I'd never gotten her autograph. So I got to go down. And a really cool thing that she did this year was she actually wore the coat that she had worn on the Andy Griffith Show. It's like it's almost like a cape, but it has sleeves. So it's a coat and it buttons just at the neck. But it was the actual same one that she wore during the Andy Griffith Show episode where she was Sharon Despain. I thought that was really fun. We have the trivia contest. And, of course, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, the internet chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club, had our annual get-together on Friday afternoon. And there was probably, I don't know, 25, 30 people maybe there. Now, that included Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board members, as well as iMayberryCommunity.com members. So I want to invite all of you, if you listen to this podcast, to head over and be a part of one of those two things. You can get a daily email from Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board all about the Andy Griffith Show, or you can head over to the iMayberry community and be involved right away, you know, real time with other fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to head over to see us. There's folks that show up in our chat room every week while I'm recording the podcast that I got to meet for the very first time at this year's Mayberry Days, and that was a real special treat for me. So it was great to see all you guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. We had the trivia contest on Friday. Now, the trivia contest at Mayberry Days is not a normal trivia contest. The trivia contest is the hardest questions I have ever heard in my life. And there's the getting one or two or three answers is awesome. Anybody that can pull that off is doing an amazing job. And so when people get them right, they celebrate. And we got a picture that I have online of Jeff Koontz. Jeff Koontz is a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. He has his three stickers on the back of his fans. That's how you keep up with who got questions right. You put a sticker there, and Jeff was proud to show off his three stickers. So he was great. Now, all the tribute artists read the questions, and the crowd gathers and tries to run down to the judges to give their answers. And it's just a great time. This year's champion, Pat Bullens, she won the World Championship Andy Griffith Show Trivia for 2012. She got 18 of the 20 questions correct. Now, let me just give you one of the trivia questions and tell you that somebody got this right, and it'll let you see how hard these questions are. You remember the episode when Andy and the family were flying out to Hollywood? It's a color episode. They were going to fly out to Hollywood when they were filming a Sheriff Without a Gun movie. And that, you remember that? Well, when they left Mayberry, they got on a bus to ride the bus over to the airport and then to fly to California. The trivia question was, what was the license tag number of the bus? That's right. What is the license plate number of the bus? Now, if you can get that right, you need to come to Mayberry Days and play the trivia game, because folks that got in the trivia contest, they got this. They got this right. At least one person, and I think maybe two, but at least one got this right. And Mike is usually in the chat room with us. I'm not sure if he's in there tonight, the scamp. But he got it right, and it was unbelievable. I can't give you the answer because I don't have the answers in front of me. I will get them, and we will read through them later. But he got that right. And Pat Bullens, the person who won, Pat, she got 18 of the 20 questions correct. 18 out of 20. And Mike, the scamp, he goes by on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, he came in second, and I think he got 16. So 16 of the 20. And we always have complaints of folks saying, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it. Well, you know, that's kind of the point. This has got to be hard. Now, Michelle also, she came in third, and it was just an awesome event. And the games, it just continues and continues to grow, the trivia contest. If you've never seen it, even if you don't know the trivia answers, it's worth coming just to be amazed at the ability of some of the folks that are there to answer these questions. And next up, we had the next day, which was Saturday. Of course, there's a lot more happened on that Friday. We had a Doug Dillard tribute. It was Dean Webb and Ginger Boatwright were the Doug Dillard tribute band, along with other guys and folks, Buddy Buddy Griffin on the bass, and I don't want to start naming them Vipperman, and of course now I'm going to start trying to name them. I'm going to leave somebody out. Roger, anyway, several guys were playing in this band, and they were playing tribute to Doug. And the way they did that, they played bluegrass, and Leroy McNeese was part of it. And they had a stool with a banjo standing over beside it, sitting there on the stage in memory of Doug. And that was very touching. Doug Dillard, who passed away earlier this year, he had been at every Mayberry Days up to date. So 22 years he had been coming to Mayberry Days, and it was absolutely wonderful. Had a very nice tribute. So they did the two shows of that. So then Saturday we have Neil Brower. Neil Brower's class this year, it was focused on Andy Griffith and his passing and stuff. So they had Betty Lynn was there. She joined him for the discussion. And she got choked up during the presentation, but Betty is awesome. Then we had the annual Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club meeting, and everybody presented. Different chapters go up and they present, hey, this is what we did throughout the year, and here's how we get together and do things. And so that's a lot of fun, I believe, to visit. And of course, there's always in the end the chapter meeting. Now the chapter leaders get their picture made. And this year, one of the special things was that Neil Brower won the Jim Schwanke Award. Now, Jim Schwanke was a fellow that I met only one time at Mayberry Days, actually. And he just represented the spirit of Mayberry so much. And since his passing, each year, the award for Jim Schwanke Award has been given to someone in the Mayberry community who is attempting to keep that Mayberry spirit alive. And Neil Brower was the winner this year. And if you don't know who Neil is, Neil is a Professor Brower. He used to write all the time for the Bullet. And he also wrote Mayberry 101, the book. So if you've ever had a chance to read that book, it is a great book. And we just have a lot of fun clowning around and then take a chapter leader's picture there for all the folks that are there from the leaders of the clubs. So it is a awesome, I mean, I just can't describe how great that event is. And of course, then the big event of the day is always Colonel Timms. Well, Colonel Timms is almost a Carol Burnett type show where there's things from cloggers, people dancing, and this year there was cloggers on stage and Barney and Floyd joined in clogging. Leroy McNeese and band played as well. And then, I just can't describe all the things that happen. The cast members come out on stage and visit with you. Some of them perform. This year we've been missing him. We had Jamie Sullivan back as Opie. David Browning is our host. And as I said, all the cast members appear, and it's always just a special, special evening at Colonel Timms, or if you go to the matinee as well. And of course, we had Morgan Brittany. She was with us again this year, and Morgan Brittany is still very, very pretty. Barney went out and introduced her, and when she went out to, I wanted to introduce her, because when she went out and he introduced her and did a good job of it, she hugged him. I said, I wanted to introduce her. Dean Webb looked at me backstage and said, well, sometimes you can't win. But it was a great, great evening. George Lindsay Jr. got out and sang a song. It's about fish. I couldn't describe it to you. You'd have to have seen it. Ronnie Schell, he flew in all the way from California. His next performance after Mayberry Days is in Las Vegas. I said, wow, isn't that awesome? You're going to be in Las Vegas right after Mayberry Days. Now, Ronnie Schell, if you don't remember, he's Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle, USMC. He was also, of course, on the Andy Griffith Show a couple of times. And Karen Knotts got out and performed for us. We had Paul Gustafson. He's been coming to Mayberry Days for years. He's a great humorist, and he got up and performed for us. And Margaret Carey, she was the, if you don't know, she was Bess Muggins, as I said, but she was also the actress who posed for the drawings of Tinkerbell in the Peter Pan movies back that Disney did. And She's talked about that a good bit. Now the Mayberry tribute artist performed a skit of the manicurist when the manicurist came to town, and that was a fun skit, and I hope the audience enjoyed that as well. Of course, we never know. We have Mayberry Idol. Anyway, I ramble, but folks, it was a great evening, and it's all finished up with Elvis on stage being backed up by all the actors and actresses that came to the event. All the people who had performed for Mayberry Days, they're all out there on stage right behind Elvis as he sings. And it is a wonderful, wonderful ending for the Mayberry Days event for Colonel Timms. So, folks, if you ever get a chance, I want to encourage you to head to Mayberry Days to check it out. Man, I've talked so much. I don't know if I have time for this, but let me try to hit this last little bit I was going to give you that is a little bit of a follow-up from last week. So here's Larry Granger. He's got a question for me. So let's see if I can get this playing.
Hello, Alan. This is Larry Granger here. I haven't called in a while. I just listened to your podcast on the public domain, and I did find it interesting. I'm glad you did that. I felt like that when you buy the episodes that are in public domain, that they may be in public domain, but the Earl Hagen whistling is not. And so to purchase the authentic versions, you're paying at least for the copyright on that. The second thing is I have wondered how they wound up in public domain. I have read or heard somewhere that it was a clerical error that caused those 16 episodes to become part of that. Maybe you could investigate that for a future podcast or something to find that out. And lastly, I was visiting with the Grascals not long after they came out with their CD, Dance Till Your Stockings Are Hot and Raveling, and I know you have that one.
I've got it.
And they told me that anything that was done with Mayberry had to be approved by Andy Griffith. They did that CD with Mayberry's Finest Foods as their sponsor, and Andy personally had to approve that for copyright purposes, and of course he did.
Right.
And I was wondering, I guess that's Mayberry Enterprises. I'm wondering who's going to do that now. Anyway, you have a great time at Mayberry Days, and we look forward to hearing the podcast next week. Thanks, big guy.
Hey, Larry, thank you for calling in. You bet. I did have a great time at Mayberry Days, and I hope everybody else did that came. Now, he's mentioning the copyright, because last week's episode, number 207, was about copyright. And he is correct that they fell into public domain. My understanding was the episodes that were in public domain were together in a row, and it was a clerical error, and that the paperwork, they evidently had to fill out paperwork on each episode, and somehow 16 of them got stuck together and got flipped over and were never completed correctly, and so those fell into public domain and have since been, according to what I found out later in the week, they have since fallen back into not being public domain. I don't know how that works, but have been reclaimed. And I've heard of that happening before because NBC, you know, now owns It's a Wonderful Life. That was a public domain movie for quite a while, but somehow they were able to pull that back from public domain and get control of it again. So I guess they were able to do the Andy Griffith Show in a similar way because of, as we mentioned last week, those episodes being derivative of previous episodes, then the work itself was still under copyright. It's kind of hard to see, but Mayberry Enterprises has owned and still owns all the images and characters of the Andy Griffith Show. The only thing owned by Viacom are the actual prints, the video of the Andy Griffith Show themselves. At least that's my understanding. They own that, and Mayberry Enterprises still has some control over all the characters and uses of those characters. Now, he also asked who would have control of that now, and that's probably going to be Cindy, Andy's wife. Cindy Griffith would have control over Mayberry Enterprises, I would assume. I don't know that, but that's a pretty good bet. So, Anyway, Larry, thanks for calling in, and I'm glad to hear that you weren't bored to death last week, because I felt like I was talking all this stuff that was public domain episodes, and who cares about that? So, of course, everybody may be bored to death after hearing all this report about Mayberry Days, but I'm so excited about being there. It was so fun. I had such a great time. Next week, as I said, we'll cover, which we didn't, hopefully we can cover the tribute they did to Andy Griffith on that Sunday. I didn't get to stay for that. So hopefully I'll be able to gather some information and we'll be able to talk about that next week. And I hate to miss it, but you know, I had to get back home to Alabama from, I had to work today because I do have a real job. But hey folks, I want to thank you guys for spending some time with me here in Mayberry. I want to thank all of you that were able to visit with me at Mayberry Days. It's great to put faces with names and aliases that you guys use on the internet. So it was great to meet so many of you. And I just hope you guys will stay in touch with me as we go throughout the year. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. If you would call me at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there. However you'd like to get in touch with me, Facebook page, facebook.com/twochairs. Anyway, I love to hear from you guys. Call me like Larry did. We'll use you on the podcast. Folks, hope to see you soon and hope to hear from you even sooner. And we'll see you guys next week. Two Chairs, No Waiting. Your Mayberry podcast. We're going into our fifth year. See you then. Bye, guys.